at one of the worst scenes of slaughter ever unearthed. A top predator, a panicked stampede, and a natural disaster converge. Step by step, science expands the evidence to unravel the Arctic dinosaur mystery. They were the Earth's largest animals. New technology and forensic evidence helps paleontologists bring to life some of their final moments. It happened about 70 million years ago. At the top of the world, the first ice caps formed, reaching down to what is now modern-day Canada. South of the Arctic Circle, the land was inhabited by dinosaurs. Winter cloaked the terrain in total darkness. Snow and ice forced dinosaurs to migrate into modern-day Canada to escape the harsh conditions. As they headed south, they were chased by two killers. One, a predator. The other, the disintegration of the Arctic world. In the summer of 1986, in Pipestone Creek, northwest Alberta, Canada, a team of paleontologists on a routine dig made a startling discovery. The remains of an entire herd of dinosaurs. Over 3,500 bones, with up to 100 bones packed in per square meter, including 14 skulls in total. It's one of the most spectacular dinosaur finds in history. They quickly identified the dinosaurs as Pachyrhinosaurus, heavily skulled predecessors of Triceratops. A typical adult measured about 7 meters long, stood about 2 meters tall, and weighed as much as 4 tons.
This thing is built like a truck, but a truck with a big spike sticking out of the end of it. So if you were unfortunate enough to be in front of a charging Pachyrhinosaurus, it would be like standing in front of a truck that's coming at you at 25 miles an hour.